Welcome councillors to the AGM, 12th December 2023. For us, I should include the safety announcements, evacuation details and information located on the wall when you enter the chambers, an emergency and alarm or sound. Or to assist with your evacuation from the building, if directed, please evacuate the car in orderly manner via the reception area. Go directly to the evacuation point in the car park beside the town hall. Declare the meeting open at 5:06. Attendance, we have apologies from councillor Dornoff. Acknowledgement of country, begin today by acknowledging the Palatour of County here past peoples. Traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we go today, pay my respects to elders past and present. Extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples here today. So we'd like to confirm the minutes from the previous AGM, please. Councillor Dudman, thank you. Seconder. Councillor Cameron, thank you. Any discussion on the confirmation of the minutes from the previous AGM? There is no. I put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Against? Don't worry about the fire alarm. It's just, don't have to worry about it.
Aye. I'm an abstention.
You're abstaining?
Because he was on Monster.
Was it 12 months ago? Yeah, seems like years you've been.
Where was you all of us?
Long service leave
when...
So it wasn't unanimous.
Councillor Barry Lee.
Was Johnston...
Probably in attendance.
I'll listen to everyone's dates in there.
Kelly. Dudman. Temple. Loader. And House. And Councillor Sinfield was... abstaining. Well, the reasons he just issued that he actually wasn't in attendance. So I record that. Thank you. The annual report, presentation of annual report 2023. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second that, please. Councillor Sinfield, thank you. Seconder. Oh, geez, Councillor Cameron by a finger. Councillor Sinfield.
We are recording.
We are recording, correct.
Very good report, very well presented. There were a couple of little minor technical issues with the one I got, but yeah, it's great. Great to see Mother Cummings Peak and Mount Einstein on the front cover. Well-deserved positioning thereof. Great backdrop to Western Creek. Very well done. I did, in fact... probably indulgence, attended Monsters City Council's annual general meeting last week. And one of the comments they made, which might give us some solace, is that they were finding it difficult to get staff. So if the local government board thinks that bigger is better, well, Launceston's the biggest council in terms of staff, I believe. And they're having trouble, so I would suggest the issue is far more generic and not just a problem that small councils are going to have. That's an issue that state government and councils in general need to address going forward.
In private sector?
In private sector. So, yeah, so to me that was one of the interesting factors, but absolutely... like the presentation, it's very well done.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Cameron.
Thank you, and I think Councillor Sinfield sums it up pretty well, but we're really proud of our council and we're really proud of all of the hard work that our staff do, and it's shown in this really good report with lots of detail, and really appreciative of the work that's gone into it. So thank you.
Open up for discussion, councillors. Councillor House.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Look, I think it's a wonderful document, and congratulations and thank you to everyone that's involved in putting it together. The thing that sort of strikes me with it is just the amount that's been achieved in this past 12 months, given that there's been issues remedying after floods and personal challenges, as been mentioned. There's been an enormous amount achieved, and those that are progressing well, and those that are deferred are not deferred very long. So I think it's a great credit to all the staff.
Councillor, open up for discussion, councillors. It's loaded.
Thank you, Mayor. Yeah, I agree with all the comments. It's been a really good year. I have really enjoyed my first year being on council. And I want to compliment the report designers for all the fabulous tables, which are really, really easy to read from an adult literacy point of view. People with low literacy can pick up this report and get some pretty easy information that's really important. So a compliment to you on that. And I was really excited to see images from the walls of Jerusalem, Mount Oakley up there. That made me very happy, one of my happy places. So yes, congratulations to everyone who put it together. What a fantastic place we live in.
Thank you. Any other discussion, councillors? I'll take the opportunity then to thank the staff. While we sit here as councillors and decision makers, we don't run this place really. It's the staff that is there on the ground day to day. So I do thank you all and all. At one of the recent staff functions, I actually said the staff are the face to the public. We might get a few phone calls complaining about a pothole or a few other bits and pieces, but the staff are the ones that are out there every day, and they are the heart of the municipality, of this council. We councillors can come and go at a whim, and I want to say heartfelt thank you to the staff. I hope that you pass them on, John, because I'm very honoured to be mayor of this municipality. As has been said before, we've gone through COVID and a few other issues. It's certainly interesting with the review of local government when we actually had our public meetings. We did those. Other council areas decided not to hold public meetings. I think the feedback was a little bit surprising for the criticisms that we get at times, to actually have the people out there saying, you know, we don't agree with you all the time, but we actually don't want you to change or to amalgamate. So that was a big tick for us. So overall, very happy to endorse this report. So again, thanks to the staff. Jeremy?
So I guess right of reply, thank you for comments. I guess during the year, we also had local government elections, and I think it would be right to recognise the years of service that were provided from councillors Tanya King, Andrew, yes. Sheriff Michael Frederick, and Deborah White also. So,
and Barry Lee.
And Barry Lee's shorter term, yeah. But their contributions were, were excellent through the period of years, and we should recognise that.
Yeah, thank you. Open up for discussion any more, councillors? Councillor Tennant?
If the document hasn't been published as yet, I assume it has it been printed as such, or is this a...
It has, councillor, but we can make amendments to it. I know that Councillor Sinfield has pointed out, I think, three errors that he suggested being rectified, which we will do.
I just, and it's been very picky, but it just maybe add some clarity in the future. On page 21, it says the message on behalf of the general manager, Jonathan Harmy. I'm wondering if it should be message on behalf of the general manager by Jonathan Harmy.
That's
it
not
can
my...
Be. Yeah, it can be. Yes, we can make the change. Probably, off the top of my head, councillor.
Anything else?
Oh, sorry, just to clarify. So that messaging being required by the fact that council's general manager at 30 June was John Jordan, and he hadn't reached any messaging from for the annual report prior to his departure. Hence, I undertook that on his behalf.
Yes.
Very good. Yes, you've talked about John Jordan being there, and yes, I've acknowledged John was there for 3 years and probably served out 2/3 of this financial year. So, okay, Councillor Kelly.
Just a couple of things. One, I love the pictures that have been added to it, especially the smiling platypus that's in there. You must have had a good day. Question to the general. Have you seen it, mate?
Continue on, councillor.
Question to the general manager. Is these types of things, is there something you look at the other councillors, what they've put, what the other councillors, what they put out, and do you read them as a general manager?
I have done, yes.
You have?
That's trade secrets, Councillor.
Well, the thing is, I just wonder how many people actually show an interest in reading it.
It's not something that we monitor. We're required to produce a report under the Act, but I think it still is a really good summary of what's transpired over the last year and what we committed to the community that we would undertake and what we've achieved. So it's, if it wasn't required by legislation, the DSA, we'd probably produce it anyway, Councillor Kelly.
Yeah, no, just because I would imagine a person of your calibre would be looking at the neighbouring councils, looking through their reports and...
As is the best.
Sorry?
As is the best. In his opinion.
He's not biased. Anything else, councillors? Nope.
Well, I was told that Launceston's presentation had gone slightly backwards. I suppose that's because some of them have now migrated out here, so how's the standards going up and theirs is going to be?
Well said. All right, Councillor Cameron, you were the seconder of that motion. Any doubt?
No, just to reiterate what everybody else has said.
Thank you. Councillor Sinfield has moved the motion. Nothing about it. Okay, shall we put the motion? All those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hands.
Aye.
That is unanimous. Thank you.
Aye.
Public submissions received are nil. Public questions or motions? Nil. No, unless it's something from the floor to do questions, motions, AGM? No. Motion to close the meeting, please. I'd like to close. Councillor Dudman, Councillor House. I'll just put that motion. All those in favour, please. Aye, raise your hands. That is unanimous. Thank you. Declare the meeting has now ended at 5:18.